is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, and I am with our co-host, Dave Nerchi, as we get after lessons learned from the book, The Hard Thing, about hard things with Ben Horowitz. And today, we are going to get into titles and promotions matter. Be deliberate, clear, and consistent. And that's brought to you by Seed Planning Group, fee-only fiduciaries, a wealth management firm that holds people, that helps people overcome the challenges that are keeping them from personal fulfillment. All right, Dave.
Yep.
Talk to me. Titles and promotions matter. We just gave you a promotion from furniture to co-host on the podcast. So talk to us about titles.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll probably go a couple ways on this one, but we've had discussions, I think, at Seed about this. So I'm interested to see where we go, but I'll kick it off saying, you know, the title, like the example you just gave, right? From furniture to co-host, and we laugh about it. Where I think the titles really matter, of course, you have an internal kind of hierarchy structure in a company, right? It doesn't matter how open or what you want to be as a company. There's still a hierarchy that has to be followed for some organization, right? Like, who do I go to when I have a question or a challenge or something like that? So that to me is very important. And I think, go back to the furniture, the external, right? When you're looking, you have a structure within the company, but outside of the company, right? You see titles, you see, you know, whatever on a website. What does that mean to the public that's looking at it? It has a different weight to it, kind of thing, yep. Right? Where you understand what this person's role is, whatever that means, if there's outreach or working with clients, whatever your business is. I think there's like a general acceptance in public to, okay, this title means something. I understand who I'm talking to now. Whether that translates 100% internally in the company, maybe not, but to the public, I think that there is some meaning there.
Well, in I would say that there's meaning there in like a professional service like Seed Planning Group,
mm-hmm.
right? Where they're working with clients on financial planning, investing, and that kind of stuff. And so a client would definitely want to know who they're talking to when they're talking to somebody at the company.
Right.
But if you're dealing with like a machine shop where you don't actually meet anybody, you mm-hmm. know, you drop off specs for a product and you get the product, like maybe you know the owner and that's it. You know, the position of the employees maybe isn't that important to you. I think in the context of the book, first and foremost, consistency, I think, is very important. And, you know, there was a phase that we went through where we weren't very consistent and people started kind of making up their own titles and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, the funny thing about titles is that people will start to form an identity around a title. Right. And so if you hand out titles like, you know, the candy and then you have to take them back, or somebody creates a title for themselves that improperly explains their role and responsibilities, like you said, publicly, that can actually cause issues. It can cause regulatory issues. It could cause, you know, public perception issues. It could cause reputational harm, different things like that. You can have people getting their toes stepped on, you know, this person has that title. I actually do all their work, whatever, you know, what's up with them. So you've got pride, and then you've got people who, you know, there are some people, and we talk about tours of duty, you know, how some people aren't going to be with your company, believe it or not, for the next 30 years. Mm-hmm. And it's important to be able to build your resume. Right. And so coming, if there was a time we wanted to call our compliance manager position pit boss, because we wanted them to sit in the pit where all of our employees are, which is like a big room where everybody sits and there's no cubes or anything. They just kind of like all have stand up desks and we're all hanging out in a room together working. We wanted to call them pit boss. Well, pit boss, you're not gonna put pit boss on your resume. So as fun as that sounded, and internally what that meant to us was it meant that we were going to have look at compliance as somebody who, you know, compliance is quality control for people who don't know, but somebody who worked hand in hand with people instead of coming in as kind of like this hidden person from outside of the, you know, in the shadows that's looking for an aha, I got you moment and trying mm-hmm. to get you. We wanted to be more of a supportive role to help develop and coach and mentor so that hopefully we avoid the issues that, you know, the aha, I got you person would be finding.
Right.
Well, there's a big difference between calling a compliance manager, quality control, and pit boss.
Yep.
And, you know, somebody's looking at building a resume, that's going to matter a lot to them, you know, or explain to their friends what they do for a living or something like that. Now, we could call a pit boss, but the title has to be compliance manager. And if they say, hey, look, I'm like a pit boss, when they explain their job to somebody, well, that's different, right?
Right.
So it does, certainly does. And we've even seen employees fight over titles before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that there's some companies that don't have any titles, right? Their actual strategy is not to have titles. We don't give anybody a title. Right. And maybe you can get away with that, but I think you just have to be extremely consistent with it. You know, are there really no titles? And if there's no titles, there's no titles. Like, everybody's just, you know, some organizations, they'll give, I guess Facebook does is they purposely give titles below what somebody's actual kind of rank is,
mm-hmm,
within the company, or what their capabilities are, as a way to kind of like humble people or kind of bring them down a notch. You know, the number one thing is being consistent with it, I think. And then the other thing is, I think that it, and again, you learn this the hard way, you can only have one boss in the room.
Yeah.
You know, even if on paper, the way that your business is structured, there's more than one boss, there can only be one boss in the room. There can only be one voice. You can't have mom and dad in the room.
Right.
Right. You can't have employees who come into a room and they're trying to figure out which boss to cater to.
Yep.
You know, which boss is going to, you know, protect them from the other boss and create all the politics and the confusion there.
Right.
So one of the things that titles do, if they're done correctly, is they do clearly explain who's the biggest boss in the room.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that that is important. And I think, especially as an organization grows, you need to know, is that the CEO in the room, or is that, you know, is the vice president, you know, who's higher ranked, the vice presidents or the managers?
Right.
Right. Like who is actually, when they speak, everybody else has to listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where, you know, maybe the title itself, right? As you look at different organizations, it could be different, right? The VP, yep, ranks higher, lower, director, whatever you're calling different positions. But the point here, I think, is as a company, that's where it needs to be clear and deliberate, right? Is everybody knows what that title, yep, represents. And I think, you know, the other part that comes to mind for me is it has to be appropriate. The title has to be appropriate. Again, in that hierarchy or whatever kind of system you come up with, it's got to be appropriate for the work, right? And you mentioned like the Facebook example. And I think it's when I say appropriate, it's challenging for a growth company, a small company that's growing, because,
yeah,
you know, we talk about this in different episodes, or there's different topics that, you know, maybe someone who was right for the job at one point is no longer right for the job as
right,
the company grows. And that is hard, right? To I guess, you know, strip someone of a title, essentially, that maybe they didn't necessarily do anything wrong. Maybe they did, you know, like, there's different situations, but what does it mean to do that? So I think
right,
the way you handle that is important, because that is going to be a scenario that comes up, right? As you, if you're a growing company and you go from 5 employees to 30 to 50 to 100, titles will change. And if you just look at it on paper, there's probably going to be situations where someone's, you know, demoted on paper. But how is that actually handled, right? What is the conversation internally, you know, externally, if you need to have that type of communication? Yep. How is it handled? And is that person, do they understand that, right? How are you delivering that message? I think that's what kind of stuck out for me, because I think that's unavoidable to a certain extent.
Well, I think that gets you into like the promotions part of this, and promotions matter.
Mm-hmm.
And just because somebody is doing a particular role doesn't necessarily mean that they need the title.
Right.
You know, like a heavy title to go with it. Right. Mm-hmm. Because, for instance, And this is just, this is hard learned, you know, I mean, especially for entrepreneurs and startup companies and companies that are small and growing, you have a lot of extra titles, right? You got enough titles to give everybody a title. And with every title though comes an ego normally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you kind of promote people into positions. I'll promote somebody into CFO, or I'll promote somebody into CIO or any of the chief jobs, right?
Yep.
And they're there because they're the only person for the company who does that kind of work,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's like, but they're not there because they were world-class and the ideal person for doing it. They're there because we're new and somebody's got to do it.
Right.
And so the hard part with that is then as you become, you know, as you grow and you backfill those positions with real professionals, you know, you bring in world-class people, you know, the taking the work away is no problem. You know, a lot of times those folks don't mind losing some of the work because it was overwhelming to them anyway.
Right.
But taking the title away hurts, you right. know, and it's like the demotion component of it is really tied to the title, you know, and that's, if I'm going to promote you to chief anything or VP anything or manager anything, I really have to think about, you know, am I putting you in a position that you are absolutely qualified and I expect you to nail it. And if you don't nail it, it's because you probably just don't belong here.
Yep.
Or am I putting you in a position that's going to be an incredible challenge for you? And we're probably going to need to get help, and probably it's not the right long-term position for you. And I need to be very careful with the way that I structure that promotion and that title, because if I paint the wrong picture, that person's whole identity starts to get built around that. That's what they tell their friends. That's what they tell their family. That's how they look at themselves. Mm-hmm. And then when you have to unwind it, it causes a lot of unfair pain and damage, I think.
Yep. We've said it before, don't make it personal, right?
Yep.